Hi, welcome to a special issue of Kentucky Football College Report Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
Holy shit.
Playing for these.
I can't believe it. I just can't.
Unbelievable.
We should have lost that game.
Yeah.
But fuck Missouri.
Best defense we'll ever see at Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close.
I'm going to throw this out at you. Josh Allen, best player to ever play at Kentucky. Think about it, dude. He's unbelievable.
He's pretty damn good.
He's probably the best overall player we'll ever have at Kentucky.
Defensively, he is, man. I mean, defensively, he is fantastic.
Takes over a game.
Dude. I cannot. I mean, I know all you all at home probably celebrating like we are. I just cannot believe we won that game.
No shit. Playing for the East.
God, playing for the East. That's what you want. We may get fucking killed next week, but we're playing for it.
I don't think we will, and here's why.
The defense is really good.
That Missouri team put up like 30 points. I haven't looked at anything, but I'm pretty sure that Missouri team put up 30 points on Georgia.
Well, I mean, that, not to hold them in jet. They put up like, what, 21 points against Alabama, right?
Yeah.
So our defense is fantastic. That 14 points was on short fields, man.
Yeah.
Short fields all fucking night long. You know, I was against the fucking Hoke. I was against the Hoke twitching.
Now shut the fuck up. He's not our quarterback. Deal with it.
Wilson's our quarterback. He's live or die with Wilson. I was screaming. I mean, because I thought it was another Texas A&M type bullshit. I was screaming for fucking Snell to get the ball. Hell of a play call.
What a throw. Man. That throw just proves to you that he's our guy.
Why not, man? You know, you're watching CJ Conrad. Seems like he's going to be a fucking fantastic tight end in the NFL. Awesome blocker. Never throw a ball to him. He wins us the fucking game. Gets us a chance for the East. A chance. That's what you wish for UK football fan.
Right. No,
that's what you
chance.
Wish for. A chance. A fucking chance. I just cannot believe we won that game.
I can't either.
Oh, God. Until Lynn Bowden ran that ball back, I was thinking, oh.
I was contemplating suicide at that point. I was so just down and out.
I was sitting here talking to Mike and telling him, like, man, we have got this far, and the Kentucky letdown is fucking real. Especially when I'm watching fucking Gunnar Hoke in there. And I'm not saying Gunnar Hoke, he did fine. I mean, he wasn't bad. But the thing was I was thinking, Wilson was playing pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he completed his first seven passes. He threw 267 yards and a touchdown.
I mean, His interception was basically a punt. You were going to punt anyways if you didn't fucking get that conversion. So not to mention that, but that punt, that interception and the block in the back is what pinned him.
It saved us the game.
Snell was off tonight. The offensive line was off tonight. We cannot have that next week.
No,
I will tell you that.
Get their shit together. But you know what? 7-1.
7-1.
Over 500.
7-1. Playing a 7-1 Georgia team. Both can be top 10. On CBS, 3:30 game. I cannot fucking wait.
It goes to Atlanta.
God, do I have to work this whole fucking week? Because I do, because it's fucking Breeders' Cup.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I got to work the whole fucking week. I'm not off until Saturday. So you know my ass is going to be fucking ready for that game. Okay. All we need now is South Carolina bash Tennessee. And this night would be complete. I mean, Louisville's lost. Kentucky came back.
Kentucky came back. Florida lost.
Florida fucking lost. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Reality check for Florida, right? I mean, come on.
Thank God.
Yeah. We can end that. They're eliminated. We got fucking Georgia next week. God, I feel – I'm just so ready. I'm ready for next week.
I am.
I'm going to be shit-faced. I ain't going to lie.
Georgia game is going to be ridiculous.
Everybody
better show up, dude. That place better be sold out and fucking rocking.
I want to go to the catwalk, but the thing is we haven't been to the catwalk at all this whole season, so I can't go.
No, we can't go.
I'll go a little early. I'm thinking about going to that Mexican place that I saw on the way down there and getting some of this.
Come on.
You just going to go down there and fucking watch the game, huh?
And you just fucking pound some bourbon while we drive.
I'm going to pound some beer on the way down there, then I'm going to pound some fucking bourbon, then, I'm going to pound some else later. But we'll see. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I cannot fucking wait for that game. I cannot believe we won that game. I know you're at home thinking the same thing. So
who's your player of the game?
I told you, Terry.
Terry, you called it.
I mean, Terry had a good game. I mean, Lynn Bowden won the game.
Lynn Bowden won the game. You're right.
He won the game.
He set up the field goal. And he scored the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean Terry made the plays at the end that you needed. I mean, that drive was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But Josh Allen, oh my God, he's fucking awesome.
And Darius West had a big game.
Darius West had a big game. The block punt or block field goal is obviously big.
Huge.
But God, I mean, Josh Allen, I'm with Mike. I mean, can you really put anyone above him right now?
He's the best player to ever play at Kentucky. Tell me who's better.
I can't think of him on top of the head. I mean as far as college fucking scores, I will say Tim Couch was awesome. But the thing is Josh Allen is also going to be successful at the next level.
Yes. That's the difference. The best overall player to play at Kentucky. I mean, he's a great player.
literally, on that last play, it was a third and three, and they ran the ball. He ran.
From the other side
and stopped the guy, and that stopped the fucking drive, made them punt, and that essentially stopped them. I mean, the defense was fantastic second half. We had more fucking offense than them. Yeah. I cannot believe, if you had told me before the game that Missouri, we're going to hold Missouri to 14 points, I was going to be like, well, we're going to win by like two touchdowns.
Right.
But fuck it. We won by one.
That's all we needed.
I mean.
So I want to find out who predicted that 15-14 score. See,
well, I'll tell you, Vegas didn't predict that shit because they had 6-6 for fucking Missouri.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not, next week's going to be probably 7 points for Georgia, I would guess.
If they may give it more just because of how awful the offense is.
I mean, the offense has been pretty bad, but our defense is, I've never seen a defense like this at Kentucky. It is definitely, we talked about it during the bye week. When we have top three defense, I think Kentucky has the best defense in the SEC.
I think so too.
I just think that when you know they let a couple broken plays at the beginning of the season or beginning of the game, and I just think that they really settled in and they were ready to play.
Missouri didn't get a first down in the second half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A first down. That's unbelievable.
Locke is a quarterback that is going to go in the first two rounds of the draft.
He's a great quarterback.
And he's a fantastic quarterback.
He has scored on everybody he's played.
Absolutely. And I think he's going to be a quarterback that's going to go first two rounds. And you just shut his ass down. What was he like? He had 28 yards in the second half?
Yeah, something like that. I mean,
come on. The defenses don't do that. I mean, not unless you have a great defense. And we definitely have the best defense in the SEC. It's not even a question anymore.
I know. So let me ask you this. Is the Kentucky letdown, is it over? No matter what happens now?
Yeah, I think the Kentucky letdown's over. I mean, because honestly, Georgia's got a better fucking team.
Right.
I think Kentucky's got a shot because they're at home. They have seniors. They've won big games at home. They're undefeated at home. So I think Kentucky's got a big fucking chance next week. Georgia's got a better fucking team. So if they lose next week and they beat Tennessee and they beat U of L and Middle Tennessee State, they get the 10 wins this year. I mean,
happy. I'm still happy with 8 or 9, to be honest with you.
You get the 10 wins. You're going to be playing in a Citrus Bowl or some kind of big-time bowl. But, you know, it's just hard to think that if you would have got A&M,
right,
and then you got Georgia coming in undefeated, this is the biggest game in Lexington ever. I mean, as far as football goes, it is the biggest football game ever because you win the East, you keep the playoff because the playoff rankings comes out Tuesday. We'll probably be in the top 10. We will be in the top 10, but but you see that Kentucky has a real shot here to show that they're here. They're here to stay.
Yeah, they're here to stay.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. Florida ran it up and down. Every time I turned on the Georgia game, I was flipping back and forth. But every time I turned on the Georgia game, Florida had the ball. So that tells me that Georgia's D offense can be stopped if you can contain them. And our defense is a lot better than Florida's defense. Florida's defense made fucking Terry Wilson look like Cam Newton.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. So I just feel like I feel good. I feel good heading into next week.
That's all I do too. I feel very confident. We'll see.
I just like I said, I'm always waiting for the letdown. But same time, if you're a Kentucky football fan, you know, you got the basketball team that's always going to be competing for championships, all that stuff. If you're a football fan, being the team that's the most north of all SEC teams, you got to be hoping that when you play towards the end of the season, you're playing for the SEC East. That's all you got to hope
for. You're playing in the cold weather.
Get a shot, man. Just get a shot.
I hope it's 30 degrees come Saturday.
Hope it's raining. I mean,
a cold, rainy day. Georgia doesn't want to play in the cold.
No, Georgia ain't ready for that. They ain't ready for that. But I'm just saying, like, this is what you hope for every season. If you get to this point every season, eventually you will get there. Eventually things will bounce your way. It's not like Florida where it's going to take 30-something years to fucking bounce your way. It's going to eventually bounce your way. We've been pretty close the last couple of years, honestly, because the East has been so down. But this is the year that you finally got yourself set up. You take it. You got a home game against Georgia. Take advantage of it, man. That's all you got to do.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about Georgia this week. I love Kentucky. Go Cats. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Fuck you.